Creative accounting schemes aren't the only way corporations try to save money. Some American companies reincorporate outside the United States in countries where taxes are lower. Stanley Works wants to be the latest defector. The tool company would like to change its official address to Bermuda. Commentator Amity Schles says there is more to the idea than corporate greed.
When I hear the Stanley Works story, I think of Karl Marx. The manufacturer always exploits the laborer, Marx said. He cares nothing for him. And that certainly seems to be the case with Stanley Works. The people of New Britain, Connecticut served the toolmaker for a century and a half. Stanley took their labor, but it cut them right off when it found it could get cheaper labor overseas. As if that wasn't enough, now Stanley wants to move its corporate address offshore, too, to Bermuda, where taxes are cheaper. The Stanley workers are plenty angry. So maybe Marx was right. Bad capitalists have to be stopped. So do bad tax avoiders. But can they really be stopped? Let's break apart the reasons for the Stanley decision. Stanley's accountants figured out that the firm could save $30 million a year in taxes by incorporating in Bermuda. That savings is good for Stanley workers. It means there's less pressure on the company to move its remaining jobs offshore. It's good for another set of workers, too, the workers who happen to be shareholders in Stanley. Those workers include members of state pension plans in New York and California, and private sector union members as well. So there are a lot of plain old blue-collar and pink-collar people who are going to have a better pension if Stanley moves. And this is why other companies are replicating Stanley's step. In other words, trying to stop companies incorporating offshore is a loser's game. Sure, you can pass a law. That's what Congress wants to do. But then companies will simply shutter their U.S. plants. What Stanley jobs remain in the New Britons of our land will diminish. Instead of bearing labels that say, incorporated in Bermuda, the products we buy will be 100% foreign. This is an improvement? What's more, it's important to remember that tax havens aren't a bad thing for America. In fact, we are a tax haven. Our taxes are lower than Europe's or Japan's. And that fact helped us to become the national headquarters of the world high-tech revolution in the 90s. America has gained more jobs in the tax haven game than it has lost. So let's try playing a game we can win. Let's keep our taxes lower than other countries. That way we can continue to create jobs and pay for prescription drugs, flex time, and all those things we Americans value. Because as a smart guy once said, markets and capital will always chase around the globe looking for better value. Who was that smart guy? Karl Marx, of course.
The comments of Amity Schles, a columnist for the Financial Times.